communicate. この番組はオレゴンから聞いたケイト・オーブグが南サマの暮らしについてお届けします。Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Communicate. I'm the host, Kate Oberg, and I'm an English teacher here in Minami-Soma. This is our first episode of Communicate, so today's show will be a little different than the others. For the first show, I will tell you my story and why I decided to live, work, and volunteer in Minami-Soma. I hope you enjoy my story, and please stay tuned. Our translator today will be my good friend, Hiroshi.
こんにちは、通訳を担当しますひろしです。この番組は南相馬について知りたい世界中の皆さんと英語を学びたい方へ一部通訳を交えてお届けします。ではケイトさん、今の挨拶をもう一度お願いします。
Hello everyone, and thank you for turning into Communicate.
こんにちは、この番組コミュニケートをお聞きいただきありがとうございます。
I'm the host, Kate Oberg. I'm an English teacher here in Minami-Soma.
パーソナリティは Minami-Soma で英語の教師をしているケイト・オバーグです。
This is our first episode of Communicate. Today's show will be a little different than the others.
第1回目のコミュニケートはちょっと特別な内容になります。
For the first show,I will tell you my story and why I decided to live, work, and volunteer in Minami-Soma.
初回では私ケイトがどうして Minami-Soma に住んで仕事をしてボランティアをしているかについてお話しします。
I hope you enjoy my story and please stay tuned.
これからの時間どうぞお楽しみください。
Our translator today will be my good friend Hiroshi.
今日の通訳は私の友達ヒロシがお届けします。
Communicate. The personality for this program is Kate Oberg. この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしています。
So Kate, please tell us where you are from.
I'm from Pendleton, Oregon in America
How did you know about Minami-Soma?
About 7 years ago, in 2006, I first came to Minami-Soma with the sister city exchange with Pendleton, Oregon, and Minami-Soma.
How long have you been in Japan, and can you speak Japanese?
I've been in Japan for a little over a year, and I can speak a little Japanese.But it's still very, very bad.
Okay, so, do you like Japan? What do you not like about Japan?
I like Japan very, very much. But when I first came to Japan, I was very homesick for maybe 2 weeks. I wanted to go back home immediately because I never came to a foreign country before. So...I told my host family to let me call my family in America, but they wouldn't let me use the phone. I think they didn't understand me. So without talking to my family, I became very homesick. But my last week here, I started to really like Japan. I started to enjoy Japanese food. I started to enjoy speaking and listening to Japanese. And...I did not want to go back home after my last week. Things that I don't like about Japan. I don't like the words that I've been learning more. When I'm speaking to a friend in America, I'll be speaking them on the phone and I'll say, ja, or...I will say, ah, so, 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 or I will say, ne? So, I really love the language, but it's also maybe making my language a bit worse.
So next is where were you? So where were you when you heard about the tsunami and what did you do?
When I heard about the tsunami, I woke up that morning and I was in my apartment. And every day when I wake up, I look at my phone and I go onto Facebook. It's just a habit. So I went onto Facebook and it was my good friend's birthday. Mm-hmm. I went to, and she lives here in Japan. And so I went to go and wish her a happy birthday. But mm-hmm. she wrote on her Facebook wall, I can't find my house. Mm-hmm. My family's gone. This mm-hmm. is the worst day ever. So I was a little worried. And I went on to Google. And I Googled Minamisoma, Japan. Mm-hmm. And the first article that comes up mm-hmm. was Minamisoma's gone. Everybody's dead. Mm-hmm. And I panicked. I was mm-hmm. so worried. And I called my work and I said, I'm not coming to work today. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I called my mom and mm-hmm. I cried and mm-hmm. I cried. And I just kept saying, I don't know what to do. I don't mm-hmm. know what to do. Mm-hmm. And so my mom said, you know, you'll find something that you can do to help. It's mm-hmm. okay. You know Minamisoma and mm-hmm. you know that people are still there. Mm-hmm. And when she said that, I said, that's true, because I remember the geography of Minamisoma, mm-hmm. and I remember how there's, you know, hills and mountains mm-hmm. far from the ocean. And so, mm-hmm. and the city is far from the ocean. Mm-hmm. I said, no, not everyone's washed away. Like, mm-hmm. that's not true. The news articles I was reading were not true. Mm-hmm. So I went onto Facebook and I tried contacting all of my friends that I knew who lived in Minamisoma, and I got replies from some people, but not everyone. Mm-hmm. Then the next week, many people in Pendleton got together mm-hmm. and we made a big list of who do you know that lives in Minamisoma. Mm-hmm. We contacted host families and oh. people we've met and are friends. And some people haven't heard back from them, and some people have. And so we just made a big list of who did you talk to, who did you not talk to. Mm-hmm. And from that first meeting, we decided that we wanted to do some fundraisers for Minamisoma. Mm-hmm. And that's the beginning of my story of why I'm here now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how did Pendleton react to the tsunami? How do you think America reacted?
Like I said in the first question, mm-hmm. Pendleton created an initial meeting mm-hmm. for everyone that they knew oh. in Minamisoma. Oh. But from that first meeting, mm-hmm. as I said, we decided to hold fundraisers, but mm-hmm. we did not know what mm-hmm. type of fundraisers. Mm-hmm. We just knew we wanted to help and do oh. whatever we could to do help. Mm-hmm. So they needed an organizer for the meetings because not a lot of people had time, because it was a lot of teachers and the mayor and the city manager. Mm-hmm. They were very busy mm-hmm. and nobody had time. Mm-hmm. So the city manager stood up and he was leading the first meeting and mm-hmm. he said, I can't lead the meetings if they continue mm-hmm. and we want to continue them, but someone else has to take over. Mm-hmm. And by the next meeting, someone needs to decide. Mm-hmm. And I'm a control freak, so I like to control events mm-hmm. and plans mm-hmm. and I like to make agendas. Mm-hmm. So I went to work and I worked in an office. Mm-hmm. And so I was on the computer all day, mm-hmm. sometimes with nothing to do. Mm-hmm. So I would make volunteer lists mm-hmm. for, you know, mm-hmm. people to put their phone number and their name and what they can help do. I made volunteer lists and I just thought of many different fundraising opportunities we mm-hmm. could do. Mm-hmm. So I printed these lists and I brought them to the next meeting. And the city manager stood up and said, this meeting will not go on until we have a leader. And nobody would raise a hand. Nobody would raise a hand. But I quietly said, I have these papers that people can sign if they want to help. So from there, they said, okay, you're going to lead these meetings.
Wow.
I was a little nervous, and I had no idea how to lead formal meetings. I've never taken minutes before that you have to take in a formal meeting. I've never led something this big in my life. How I think America reacted. America, for the initial earthquake and the tsunami, America wanted to help so bad. Like within the first 24 hours, millions of dollars were donated through like the Red Cross and big front like relief organizations. Then once the nuclear explosion happened, people started getting a lot more worried and suspicious about the Japanese government and what was really happening. Then the government stated that no Americans can travel to Japan. And that really kind of restricted a lot of relief, I think, because Americans, a lot of us will listen to our government and we'll say, oh, okay, that's a smart thing to do. Like, I don't want to go against the government and what they say. But then some of us did. But I think the initial American idea of what was happening is we wanted to help, but we didn't know how.
それでは、ケイトさんが話した内容について日本語で簡単にまとめたいと思います。今回インタビューに答えてくれたケイト・オバーグさんはアメリカのオレゴン州ペンドルトン出身です。2004年に初めて来日し、交換留学生として南相馬に来ました。彼女の地元ペンドルトン市では、東日本大震災後すぐに南相馬への募金を集め、彼女に日本へもう一度戻る機会を与えてくれました。
And now I'll take a break. I'll play you my favorite song by the James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. The song is called Locust Serenade.
Stand up to ignite a torch, burn the midnight gasoline and turn your watchful eye. Distress signal stations, stack rafters with kangaroos, tape up all the window seams and cover up your hide. Stock up all ammunition and gather round all your loved ones tonight. Terrorizing from their graves. Trails, adventure.
Communicate. The personality for this program is Kate Oberg.
この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしています。
Welcome back. We'll continue with our interview with Kate Oberg.
So, what made you decide to come back to Minamisoma? What made you stay?
I decided to come back to Minamisoma because I first came after the tsunami in May, and I came for only a couple days, and I realized that there were so many people still living here. And I asked the question to a friend of what was happening with the school system. Are there students coming back to Minamisoma? Are there any ALTs, English teachers, in Minamisoma? And she said yes to the first question, was that there were students coming back. To the second question, were there any English teachers here? The question was almost no. There were only like one or two English teachers mm-hmm. coming back. Mm-hmm. But before, there were so many English teachers because this is a big city. Mm-hmm. Minamisoma is a city of now about 64,000 people. Mm-hmm. And before, it was 71,000 people. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of students. Mm-hmm. And a lot of students have came back. Mm-hmm. So with my heart, I decided that I wanted to help the people that have helped me in the past, and I needed to come back. And mm-hmm. if the opportunity came to me, I would say yes. Mm-hmm. And what made me stay was how the culture, I think the culture and how people react to when they see someone like coming from so far away, mm-hmm. they're so gracious and so nice to you. Mm-hmm. And of course, I've had bad moments, mm-hmm. but the good moments have been a lot more than the bad moments. Mm-hmm. So, and I've made so many friends and that I consider my family, and my students mean the world to me. And so I can't leave yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think is different from the first time you visited and now?
There's very few differences, actually. How people are, I would say, I think people are a lot stronger mm-hmm. because it is a difficult place to live
yeah.
because there's so much going on, you know, not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, you know, there's so many people. We do hear from what people say around mm-hmm. the world. We mm-hmm. do read news articles, and mm-hmm. we do listen to what even people in Tokyo, they say mean things about this mm-hmm. area. But what's physically different is obviously the coast, because there is still destruction from the tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's cleaned up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, you know, the strong evidence that it's mm-hmm. not the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that are the same is, you know, if you were in town and driving mm-hmm. down the street, you would never know that there was a tsunami
mm-hmm.
that came.
Yeah.
My aunt recently visited during the summer, mm-hmm. and she didn't get to see the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and but she had no idea that the tsunami was just right outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was very interesting to her because she's like, this is just like a normal town. Like, why have I heard so many bad things about it? It's like, well, you know, I think you need to come here and mm-hmm. stay here for a while
mm-hmm.
to really know what it's like here. And it's mm-hmm. not that different than a lot of other places.
Mm-hmm. I see. So do you do any volunteer activities in Minamisoma?
Yes. I participate about every other weekend with the Save Minamisoma Project.
Mm-hmm.
It's a group that comes from Tokyo. And at first, they started coming in May, right after the tsunami, to bring water and vegetables and fruits
mm-hmm.
for people in shelters.
Mm-hmm.
And they've kept going for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so they keep bringing water and vegetables and mm-hmm. fruits and all different types
mm-hmm.
of food.
Mm-hmm.
But now the main point for the volunteers to come, because they come from Tokyo mm-hmm. and Sendai and mm-hmm. all over Japan,
mm-hmm.
But the point is to keep visiting the temporary homes, to show the people there that, you know, they're not being forgotten, which is very important now because it has been so long after the tsunami. And people really need to feel that they're included in society. So that's a good way to keep them here.
Okay. Why do you volunteer?
I volunteer because it just makes me feel really good. I've volunteered ever since I was little. I didn't start volunteering when I arrived to Japan. I always volunteered with my family's business. I always helped them, you know, whenever they needed it. I volunteer in the States with the 4-H program, which is an after-school, like, home economics program. I would, if anybody needed help in the States, I would gladly help. If the school programs needed a volunteer to come and take tickets, I would help. So I've always done it, and it's, but I think in Japan, doing the volunteer work here makes me feel really amazing. Cause I also volunteer in Odaka with the cleanup and going and helping someone clean their home and clean the rubble from inside their homes or their yard or their fields. And, you know, sometimes they say, like, we can't get this done, like, at all. We just, we're tired and it's hard. And so volunteers will come and we help, and we do 2 years of work in one day. So it's really amazing. And to see the homeowner's face at the end of the day, it's probably the greatest feeling in the world.
Why did you decide to start an English program in Miami Soma?
Well, it wasn't my idea. Someone came to me with the idea of having an English program in Miami Soma, and I've never really had a radio program in my life, so I was a little nervous. But with a lot of encouragement from friends and a lot of thinking, I decided that it would be a really good opportunity to let not just people in Japan, but people all over the world, because anybody can listen to this program and anybody can read a news article about Minami Soma. And quite often, reporters will come to Minami Soma for maybe a couple hours or a day. And I don't think they really understand the real Minami Soma. So I think that me living here for so long and being here 6 years ago and now, and really experiencing the culture and everyday life of Minami Soma, I think I can really tell people the truth about what's really going on here. And so I think it's a good opportunity for Minami Soma's future, for English speakers, and also a good opportunity for people in Japan or even in Minami Soma who want to learn English. They can listen to my program and they can study English and they could listen and even come up to me and it's like, hey, oh, hey, I liked what you said. And I think that will be a really cool experience someday.
はい、では後半部分を日本語でまとめたいと思います。震災後の南相馬を訪れたケイトさんは、津波を受けた海岸沿いに被害が広がっているのを目にしました。ですが、その他は初めて来た頃と大きく変わっていないこと、南相馬の人たちが大変な状況の中でも辛抱強く暮らしている様子を知ることができ、安心したそうです。ケイトさんはいくつものボランティア活動に参加し、復興のお手伝いができることに喜びを感じ始めています。そして今、ラジオ放送を通じて世界の南相馬に対する見方を変えたいと思っているそうです。
Communicate. The personality for this program is Kate Oberg. この番組は Kate Oberg がお届けしています。There's many foreigners in Tohoku that are trying really hard to help out in the recovery of the events that have happened in the past 2 years. For example, here's a list of events that are taking place in the month of April. On Sunday, April 14th, in Fukushima City, there will be an Easter egg hunt at Iris Gaukin, it's an orphanage for people who have, or for children. Many ALTs will host an Easter egg hunt, and they'll also be making baskets and other fun crafts. The Save Minami Soma Project will be coming to visit April 21st to be delivering food and water and vegetables to people still living in temporary homes called Kasetsu. Also, on April 19th, the Tokyo Brits Bicycle Club will be riding over 250 kilometers in 3 days to Minami Soma. They're aiming to raise awareness and funds for the Save Minami Soma Project. Also, in Miyagi Prefecture, there will be the It's Not Just Mud program, and there will be harvesting seaweed every weekend until the month of May.
Communicate! Thank you for tuning in to Communicate. Please tune in next time. See you later. Bye. この番組はケイト・オブグがお届けしました。次回も聞いてくださいね。See you next time. Bye.